This week on Straight Talk Africa, planting seeds of peace. A summer camp in the city of Bath in the U.S. state of Maine has created a model of peaceful coexistence by bringing together youth from communities around the world divided by different types of conflicts. Why the youth and how does the program work? What impact has it had among those who have attended this unique program? Straight Talk Africa starts right now. Welcome to this special edition of Straight Talk Africa, coming to you from the city of Bath, Maine, the northeasternmost U.S. state. I'm Vincent McCorry. In the summer of 1993, 46 Israeli, Palestinian, Egyptian, and American kids gathered at a camp in the state of Maine. The camp was the brainchild of journalist and author John Wallach, who wanted to provide children of war the chance to build a more secure future, and Seeds of Peace was born. Camp participants dig deep into the issues that divide them, building greater levels of trust, respect, and empathy. Today, Seeds of Peace has achieved global notoriety and sent more than 8,000 leaders back into their communities to create more just and inclusive societies. Jeff Swicott reports.
As conflict and war rages on around the world, young people aged 14 to 17 gather in the U.S. state of Maine to plant seeds of peace.
Wait, do you know what thread is that?
Each summer for 30 years, Seeds of Peace brings together Israeli, Palestinian, Egyptian, Pakistani, Indian, and American kids. They have come to build greater understanding and friendship in the conflict zones where they live. Eva Armour is the Chief Impact Officer for Seeds of Peace.
I think for many of them, this is the first time they're really able to meet face-to-face, to have the kinds of slow conversations that enable them to better understand their different lived experiences.
Seeds of Peace says separation plays a big role in fueling conflict. Kids arrive in camp with the negative stereotypes they pick up from the media, their parents, and in their segregated communities. Camp is often the first time they've met someone from the other side. Shams is from Egypt. He was a camper in 2018 and returned this year as a counselor.
Then I come here and I meet those people that were supposed to be bad. And I played sports with them. I had meals with them. We cried together. We laughed together. And for me, that was very special.
Like most summer camps, there are sports activities and group challenges. But there are also daily dialogue sessions where participants dig deep into their feelings about the conflicts that have ravaged their communities. Eva Armour is quick to point out, camp is not all fun and games.
This is not an easy place to be. This is a hard place to be on many days. It is emotional, it is difficult, and it needs to be because the issues that they're dealing with are real.
Seeds of Peace strives to break down those barriers. Aside from the dialogues, it is the constant direct contact through camp activities where the transformation begins and friendships are formed. 18-year-old Aliza is from Pakistan. She told us it was something as simple as cooking spices that fostered her friendship with a bunkmate from India.
She brought spices back from home that I didn't bring. So every meal we'd be like, oh, give me the chaat masala, like I need that right now. And stuff like that, or just the way we talk, the way our society works, the way, like the patriarchy, right? Like the system of it is the same in both countries. It's just a lot of similarities.
Once the personal relationships are formed, campers begin to see conflict in a different way. 15-year-old Anna Jote is from Bombay, India.
What really stuck with me was like one has to got to be conflict being more political than it is about the actual people of the land.
For security reasons, Seeds of Peace asks us not to speak to campers from the Middle East. Kamal is a camp counselor from Gaza. He made a harrowing escape to Egypt through gunfire with his family.
Actually, this camp is very challenging for the camp itself as leadership and also for the kids. Like them coming from their communities in the West Bank and Israel to come here, and talk about peace is a huge challenge for kids. And actually understanding that makes us believe that those are actually the leaders of tomorrow.
Noam is a camp counselor from Israel.
And I think that just made it even more complicated and even more painful. Because I feel like almost every person, at least from Israel, has been directly impacted. And I think for me, it was the first time I felt like an actual victim.
Tonight is Culture Night, another chance to share their different experiences. Seeds of Peace says their research indicates 80% of the more than 8,000 alumni 2 to 3 decades out of camp are still actively working to transform conflict, and there are plans to plant more seeds.
If we can continue to add more people to that kind of a collective, working together across borders, within borders, to create that kind of world, then perhaps we can see the kinds of tipping points that we need to avoid the kind of violence that we see today.
Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Bath, Maine.
Thank you, Jeff, for that report. Now, for more Seeds of Peace, I'm joined by Antoine Sacker, Palestinian Programs Director, and also Seeds of Peace Camp Facilitator. Daniel White, she's main seed and also Seeds of Peace Camp Facilitator. And last but not least, Jonathan Heffetz, Israeli Programs Director and Seeds of Peace Camp Staffer. Welcome to Straight Talk Africa, lady and gentlemen. Now, I'm going to start with you, Jonathan. First, just give us a very brief background on how you ended up at Seeds of Peace.
So I'm a third generation activist, human rights activist. My grandfather was a human rights activist in Egypt. My mother is a female rabbi who works in a human rights organization in Israel. So it was only natural for me to join Seeds of Peace when I was 16. And we actually went like half of my group of friends went all together in 2000 to camp. And I've been a member in the organization ever since.
Danielle, you're an American of Jamaican background. Can you give us a little bit of background on how you ended up here?
I ended up at Seeds of Peace because of Kim Wilson, a former camp director. I went to a high school in the south of Maine. And one summer's day, I was working in my high school on my school's work study program, and Kim Wilson quite literally walked into the doors and walked into my life. He asked if I wanted to go to a place called Seeds of Peace. At first, immediately hearing the name, I was intrigued. I said yes. He said, "This Saturday, you'll be getting on a bus, so pack a bag and I'll see you soon." It was a Friday, so that was the next day. And the rest really became history.
And Antoine?
So my trajectory into Seeds has been a bit different. I actually was a teenager and when the Oslo peace process was signed. And that's actually when I joined similar programs. And so since then, from being a participant to growing up with a trajectory of working with civil society my whole life, to till now continuing to serve in spaces just like Seeds of Peace that work in this field.
Yes. Now, the Seeds of Peace is a very fascinating model on how people can coexist and, learn to understand each other. So take us through a little bit, Jonathan, on what exactly the camp does. What are some of the programs that you guys have here that help you achieve that objective?
One thing that is very crucial to me, I think, is that, and I remember a conversation that me and Antoine had a few years back, that the societies in Israel are so divided and separated that the chance to have a positive experience with a Palestinian or for a Palestinian with an Israeli Jew are so rare. And I think that one of the things that happens here at camp is both sides that are supposed to be enemies or not enemies or like in conflict have for the first time a positive experience or a positive image of one another. And I think that's just the beginning, because when you add to that the dialogue and all the activities that we're doing, then something else happens. And a real connection is forged basically between those kids. And I've been a camper in 2000. It was 24 years ago. And the example I like to say to give is that on the 7th of October, the first calls I got were from Palestinians and Jordanian friends to see if me and my families are okay. And we're talking about a 24 years gap. And when something like that happens, I think you understand and you appreciate the connection and this, may I say, sacred place or sacred environment that brings kids and teenagers that in any other form of reality would have never met, or they would have maybe met on the battlefield.
Yes. Now, Danielle, you know, we mentioned earlier that this program brings together people who come from communities that have been divided by conflicts of different forms. Someone may ask, you're in the United States, what kind of environment do you have here that will warrant someone like you to come to this kind of a camp?
I think when we're reflecting on the environment of the United States, thinking about division, we could speak about a plethora of topics. We could speak about racial divisions, class divisions, divisions on the basis of politics. And I think above all, when we're thinking about domestic campers in the Seeds of Peace context, American campers in the Seed of Peace context, our hope is that they reflect on the conflict that does touch their own lives so that they don't slip into this mentality of conflict is over there. It's somewhere else. It's not in my backyard. It's another place in the world. And that is where we define conflict, rather than reckoning and realizing that conflict touches Americans daily, regardless of what your identity is, and especially when your identity is traditionally marginalized within an American context.
And actually, talking about that, right here in Maine, one of the things I was told way before I came here, it's that it's a state that has traditionally been a very white state, and therefore people have been a bit uncomfortable having new people come into the community. Is that something that has caused a little bit of tension in some areas?
I would say definitely. When we see refugee populations coming into Maine, I remember discussions in my high school about refugees dirtying the state of Maine, creating a change that they didn't want to see. And so when we think about reaching across lines of difference in this state particular, it means holding that change, holding both sides of those who want to uphold a status quo versus those who are embracing the change, and asking them to sit down with one another and ask, what can this mean for us collectively as a future? What does this mean for the future of our state? And how can we create a space where all are welcome, but beyond welcoming, all feel as though they belong?
Antoine, tell us, why does the Seeds of Peace target especially the younger members of society?
I mean, if you live in a conflict zone or observe or keep an eye on any conflict zone, you'll come to a point of realizing at some moment that there is also a dysfunction in educational systems that maintain conflicts ongoing. And one of the things that's easily noticeable about the regions that our teenagers come from, because they're not only Israelis and Palestinians, you have teenagers come from the US, from Europe, South Asia, Israel, Palestine, the Middle East in general. What we notice is that there is a lack of investment by the official entities there into deepening the practices and embodying those values around dialogue in the communities. And again, it's understandable in zones where there's conflict. That's where we feel it's a priority to fill that gap, when actually official entities like governments fail to do this kind of job. This is the safety valve that any community should maintain, especially when conflicts are ongoing.
Just before we continue, we want to take a short break. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion about the Seeds of Peace, a summer camp that promotes mutual understanding, trust, better communication, and peaceful coexistence in diversity. Stay with us.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depends on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
You're watching VOA's Red Carpet. My name is Jackson Vunganyi. Thank you so much for joining us each week right here on Red Carpet. We bring you the latest in...
Welcome back. We're discussing Seeds of Peace Camp in Bath in the U.S. state of Maine. An exciting component of the Seeds of Peace Camp is activities which include dialogue and group challenges. Let's take a look at some of the challenges.
You brought this?
Wait, I'm going to try.
Okay.
Safe spotting.
So we run several blocks of activities throughout the day. It starts off in the morning with lineup, where everyone gathers together and discusses what we're going to do for the day. We then move into breakfast. After breakfast, we go into group challenge, which is half the campers get split into group challenge and the other half go into dialogue. Dialogue is central for our camp. It's where you exchange ideas. It's where you get to know people better. And group challenge is the physical manifestation of dialogue. These include skills like trust building, community building, communication, understanding one another.
Bend down, pick it up, pick it up. Come back. Five, 10 steps forward.
So the activity we just saw is an activity we call Lighthouse. We have all the campers paired up into threes. The first person is blindfolded. The second person can communicate, and the third person gives nonverbal cues. The idea is that we want to get these people in groups of threes to trust each other.
I've learned a lot inside the dialogue session, and I've learned about biases and our own perceptions of each other. And I've also learned a lot inside the group challenges about communication and teamwork and collaboration.
I think the biggest thing that Seeds of Peace has successfully achieved is to humanize people through living with them and engaging in these activities. And the minute we humanize people, I think conflict gets resolved there. And spaces like this should exist across the world. And I'm really passionate about seeing how they impact tomorrow, because these are the leaders of tomorrow.
I'm with Antoine Sucker, Danielle White, and Jonathan Hafetz. Now, Jonathan, you've been in camp, as you mentioned, way back when you were like 16, you started back then. If one may ask, at that time, what is it that the camp helped you to understand about yourself and about, say, the Palestinians were in your very neighborhood that you probably before you didn't appreciate?
So I think that one of the things that I don't think that I'm unique at that experience is stepping away from fear. I think that a lot of times when we look at our structures and education systems and governments, they all act from a place of fear. And I think that after coming to camp, that fear wasn't gone, but it was like much, much smaller. I wasn't afraid to engage with hard conversation with people who don't agree with me. And I think that's like a skill and a tool that I use until today of engaging with hard ideologies, hard values, and also in spaces that I'm not always welcome. But I think that the message that the organization and us as alumni of it, or us as a community, are trying to pass forward, to pay forward, is that peace is something achievable. And if peace is not achievable, at least the way that we treat one another, the way we act with one another, can be much, much better. And I think that the pursuit for justice starts with the diminishing of the fear factor that we all have.
Yes. And for you, Danielle, being in the minority, say, here in Maine or even in America, so how do the lessons that you've taken from here and perhaps other kids who've come here now who are campers help them or helped you to deal and cope with the environment in the community that you come from?
I would say that my experience at Seeds of Peace Camp ignited me to feel like I wanted to create camps and everywhere I went. I think I would say that I want every marginalized person to believe that they can gather a community and reach across lines of difference. I want young people who feel as though they're marginalized, like they're the minority in their community, to believe that they can create the community that they want to see around them.
Now, Antoine, in terms of real coexistence, you know, we know that some of the people come from areas of conflict. Let's say Israel and Palestinians may sit here together. We may talk across, you know, the chairs or the table and understand each other. In a practical sense, to what extent are you able to take these lessons learned from here and really take them to the region and help the people there kind of try to apply this kind of a model in the wider society?
So it's not something that has been a question only for the last year or 3 or 20 years. It has been for longer. Whether it's Seeds of Peace or similar programs, it's spaces that are safer to some extent right now for Palestinian youth to be able to express themselves, especially at time beings where healthy expression is not found in every space that you access, whether it's social media or else. So those lessons of how to create those safer spaces for expression, the lessons also around what does it mean to hold yourself as a Palestinian to your truth, to your connection, to the land, to your truth, to your value, as you are in struggle with the other, and how that can be done in maintaining human values that you carry as a Palestinian also. So it's a lot of practices and a lot of, I would say it's a good space where not only Palestinians, again, everyone that goes through struggle can come, let's say, have that space to remind themselves or re-put their feet on their values and maintain the struggle to connection, to land, to humanity.
This might be a long shot, Jonathan, but have you ever heard of any situation where maybe people in leadership, people in other organizations that pursue peace and peaceful coexistence have kind of looked at the Seeds of Peace model and thought, hey, this could also be used, or we could invite these guys to come and share with us their ideas?
So I think that when you look at the world today, and we see it not only in the Middle East, but also in the States, also in Europe with all the elections that are happening, I think that the world is being more and more polarized by different ideologies and values. And I think that, especially after the 7th of October and also the election that are coming in the States, that more and more organizations and communities want to understand how we do the things we do. How do we manage to bring people that are so different from one another with such a diversity and still create a sustainable community? And the thing is that it's already happening with our alumni. We have people who took the skills and the things they learned here and are implementing it in their regions. And we can see it everywhere. And it's not only related to the different conflicts, but to justice and like human rights and ecology and like everything that has to do with change, basically.
Have you had any situation where kids from those areas, those communities of conflict, have come to camp and they just have a hard time to accept that they can actually relate to the other person?
It's very common in a way that we humans resist the process. That's why we're always invited to trust the process, because our brain is somehow evolving to not trust processes. And so, yeah, it happens that people resist at the beginning and invite after invite, people come in. And I can assure you that even those who might come out saying this didn't work for me, some point, some moment, year down the road, or two or three, there comes a moment where a word comes up to their mind and say, and they make that connection. The light bulb goes up there and the connection happens. And I've seen it. It's not something rare. It takes sometimes a lot of time, specifically when we're talking about people who are coming from spaces where there is a strong master narrative that is not easy, does not allow it for me easily to have a space for a shift. So patience is part of the process. You might see it and you need to wait.
So Danielle, and all of you can actually share this, is on what you actually do here with the kids in order to engender those kind of values that you bring out.
We do everything at Seeds of Peace with Inkhenk. So I think when I think of Inkhenk Shingalagi, I think of the fact that our campers are around each other 24/7. From the time they wake up, they are with the other. When they're sharing a meal, they're communing with the other. When they're playing football in the fields, they're communing with each other.
It's also a question of allowing yourself to be vulnerable. And I think that we live, like, the Middle East is always, like, based on power and strength. And all of a sudden you come here and you can get rid of it and, you know, build trust and acknowledge someone's pain, which is something that is very hard to do when we're back in our own conflict.
Adding to what was said, that this is all, in a way, helps creating a more intentional also space for the hard conversations to happen. Dialogue is not around themes that are easy to talk about. So all of that setting and intentionality in the setting feeds into creating, helping the participants create a safer space for them to actually try this muscle of humanity, of what does it feel like to put my feet in the fire and actually dare with courageousness to ask and ask with curiosity questions around things that are not normally accessible for a day-to-day conversation, especially with the other in the notion of another. And what that creates, again, it creates space, even if it's for nanoseconds, for any individual to question the possibilities then and say, actually, is it possible or not possible to have change? And I believe that's always needed. If you want to break anyone's perspective on possibility, from lack of possibility for change, peace, reconciliation, restoration, whatever you want to call it, it needs to come to that moment where people realize that it is actually possible. And it happens in a dialogue.
We'll have to leave it right here. Antoine Sacco is Palestinian Program Director, Seeds of Peace, and also Seeds of Peace Camp Facilitator. Danielle White is Main Seed and also Seeds of Peace Camp Facilitator. And last but not least, Jonathan Heffitz is Israeli Programs Director, Seeds of Peace, and Seeds of Peace Camp Staffer. Thank you all for being on the show. Well, this has been a special edition of Straight Talk Africa from Bath, the U.S. state of Maine. Thanks to our affiliate stations for broadcasting Straight Talk Africa across the continent. I'll see you next time.